hush, not chow.
Welcome back. Let's move on up to Juno Afternoon here. Made possible in support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast Alaska with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. One of my favorite people in Juno is here with me right now, Lori Ferguson. Craig, how are you doing?
I'm just peachy. How are you, Andy?
I'm doing great. And Lori, you're, of course, such an involved member of the Juno Artist Gallery, among the other things that you're involved in. And First Friday, and so what's happening at the gallery this First Friday?
Well, you know, we have a featured artist every month, and this one is really special. This is Meredy Magnuson, who grew up in Juneau. She's a wonderful photographer. She is probably to date our longest member. I joined in 88, and then I quit, and I came back again. But Meredy's been there for a really long time, and she has resisted being our First Friday featured, you know, for the month. And she's doing it this month.
For 26 years, she has resisted this.
Not that long, but we're so happy that we can feature her and fête her and celebrate her work.
So she does this kind of interesting, my understanding, she does an interesting process with her photography that involves metal.
Right. And what we're finding is these aluminum prints and infusing with a heat process, infusing the image onto it, gives it a kind of a brilliance that photography on paper just doesn't seem to have. And the other thing is the way it's packaged is wonderful because it's got this little fixture on the back that allows it to come off our wall, go on your wall. So no framing is necessary, but she does some and she has some little wooden frames, very simple, plain outline that's just wonderful. And Meredy's one of those people who she's a documented life around Juno. She continues to get new things. And for those of you who come into the gallery regularly, you're going to know that as soon as you walk in and you turn to the right, it's the first stop. And I've started making maps of how our visitors come into the gallery.
Uh-huh.
And they swing in and they stop right there.
That's cool.
And she's got a number of images that are so popular. She's got this one triple set of a shooter iceberg, and that always attracts people's attention. They think it's a calving. I say, now look real closely. This, uh-huh, it came off from underneath. So here's the big one, and then it settles down, and then they get this sense of motion from these giant images of icebergs. We all know how hard it is,
yeah,
to catch an iceberg in motion. And then Northern Lights, and everybody loves Northern Lights. So I tell them all about how to find it on the Geophysical Institute website.
Right.
You can check it out to see if the sky is dark enough tonight. This gives us a chance, and her work being where it is, gives us a chance to really engage with our customers as soon as they come in the door.
Yeah.
And that's really fun.
Well, of course, part of the tradition of First Friday is there's a little snack usually.
And that's right.
We don't have a Foodie Friday guest here today, but we're going to make this the honorary Foodie Friday segment as well, because you brought a little crostini with an olive spread on it. Do you want one of these too? You brought two of them.
No, that's for you.
Okay.
I just figured that.
So this is
I'll talk while you eat.
Now, did you make these?
I did.
Well, tell me all about what this recipe is here.
Well,
what do we got going on
as
here?
As you say, we like to have something special that we offer our guests and friends when they come in on First Friday. So I wanted something that was little and easy to eat. So this is a crostini with an feta cream cheese oregano black pepper spread, and then an olive tapenade made of kalamata and green olives on top.
I like the Kalamata because they're really nice and they have that good saltiness to them that really adds a good little juice.
You know what's fun about it? It's so tiny, but it packs so much flavor. And we have this little card table, and we try to get all the food on it. It's always hard. And if I'm there last, I have to go behind Chef Steph's shortbread and somebody else's banana bread, and then somebody else brings salmon spread. And so I'm going to get there first today. So my olive tapenade is right there on the beginning.
Come for the food and stay for the art. Right? I mean, that's...
Stay for the art and meet the artists.
Yeah.
And that's a really fun thing to do. You know, we each take turns working the cash register, the counter, which gives us, as artists, a really interesting opportunity to, you know, really interact with our customers and to listen to what they say. For most artists, we work in a very quiet place in our studios. We don't get that feedback from customers. And this is one of the things that I really enjoy, talking to our guests and our customers to find out what it is that they're interested in.
Especially someone like Meredy, who's kind of developed this really special process of how she does her work. I think that it's such a solitary life often, being an artist, and especially a visual arts kind of artist. You're just doing it. You're in a studio or you're somewhere alone figuring stuff out. It must be really interesting and fun to be able to talk about, well, this is how I figured this out, or this is the technique I decided on.
Right. And not just the technique, but the image. You know, we all know that, you know, to get out and get pictures of the Northern Lights means you're going to get cold. Which is why I love looking at people's pictures, because yeah. I don't really like being cold that
That's
much.
True.
And it's so much fun to engage with people as they say, you know, when do you see them, and you know, do they come out at a certain time? So then we get to talk to them about life in general here in Juneau, and that's really fun. People do come to a place like a lot of our little local businesses downtown, and they actually they want to spend their money where they know it's going to stay. And yeah. I'm very pleased with that. I mean, people will make that comment that they want to know.
Yeah.
And when I tell them that everybody here makes this art, this it's all made in Juneau, they really get a kick out of that. And I kind of say, well, you know, this is what we do in the winter when it's dark.
I mean, that's a funny thing I hadn't thought about too much. But the traditional, you know, First Fridays, they started in the winter. They started for December
in
a gallery walk. And now we've made them kind of happen all year long. So what sort of some of the questions that you get now during these First Fridays from a lot of the folks are going to be coming off of cruise ships and are going to be people that are out of town, their first time in Juneau, first time in Alaska?
Well, you know, they in some ways, some of our visitors end up kind of taking a back seat to all of our friends. I mean, this is like a party. And we see our friends once a month, and we give them food, and they all come to test our food, which is great. And then right across the hall, we have Harbor Tea and Spice, and they have samples, too. And I go test their samples. And then it's just – it's a really neat place where we are, where we all get together to work on things.
Yeah.
And it is fun to listen to people's questions, which is what I get. I work Tuesday mornings. So I talk to people coming off the cruise ships. And, you know, for as much of a discussion as we're having about tourism, I will say the people are wonderful and they are having an absolutely great time.
It seems like just universally that is on an individual basis. The people that you meet, they're coming off of cruise ships, they're all wonderful. They're looking
they
up
are.
And they're amazed to be here, especially when it's a beautiful day like this. It's such a great time to
That's right.
meet with folks. That's true. Well, tell me, I have a question about the artist gallery, which is if you were an artist and you were interested in somehow getting involved or being able to start showing your stuff at the artist gallery, how would the people go about doing that?
I'm so glad you asked that question, Andy, because that's a really important thing is for us to always continuously be bringing in new people. So we're always looking. We have space available, but you're not going to see a blank wall. Because we try to be sure that everything looks, you know, full.
Yeah.
But we have an application process. So this is a juried process. So you come in, pick up an application. We've got them at our front counter. And then you're interviewed by a committee of people. You present your work. It's voted on by all of the members of the gallery. And then if you get in, there's a small initiation fee. And then we all pay a monthly rent depending on the size of our space. And the thing that's so cool about this is we really are a cooperative. We support each other. We take turns working. I love to brag about Merity's work. I love to brag about Christine Lewis's work. And I love to brag about Ella Bentley's work. It's so much fun because I know all of them. And when I get to talk about people like Merity, who I've known for a long time, and I think about, well, why hasn't she been our featured artist? Well, I think maybe it's because of her children, Emma and Matthew, who are now really big kids and absolutely delightful children. Her husband, Eric, and he helped when we had our flood. And, you know, it really worked out well. We are more than just a little business. We're a big family.
Yeah, and you've gotten to see how the artists that have been part of the gallery, how their work has changed and evolved and had different focuses throughout the years.
Yeah. You know, and one of the things that Merity has is a just this classic image of the meadow out by Brotherhood Bridge in full fireweed. And it's not always that beautiful every year.
Right.
And that picture just, you know, people walk in and they look at her wall and they just stop in their tracks. And I keep thinking, I'd really like to get her wall sometime for my work because it is the place to be.
Yeah.
And she's as nice as can be and just sweet and humble. And I am very happy to brag about her
yeah.
and all of the other members as well.
Well, here it is, a great opportunity to meet the artist. It's happening right now, and just within an hour or two, First Friday is starting off. It's going to go from 4:30 to 8 over at South Franklin Street, over at 175 South Franklin, the Senate Building. That's where the Juneau Artist Gallery is. And Lori Ferguson Craig, thanks so much for coming in, talking to us about it. Thank you for the delicious treats.
My pleasure.
I ate them both. I just gobbled them right up. I don't even remember eating them. They were so good.
Thank you. And we look forward to seeing everybody
tonight.
All right.
And have a great First Friday.